again, Lord. Touch me again, Lord. Let your manna fall from on high. And wherever I'm going, you've already been. So I ask you to touch me again.
And some of us ought to be honest tonight.
Touch me.
Don't come ask him to do something new.
Again, Lord.
Just come ask him to do it again.
I need
just come ask him
your
to do it
again. Power.
Won't you be honest tonight?
Touch me again, Lord. Let me feel you in these hours. You said
I
if
you, I love you. God, too. I really do. God's got his hand on you, but George.
I've really been struggling with some doubts in my life, and I've had two relationships with two different girls.
You ought to come get you some help, neighbor. If you leave without him helping you, it ain't his fault. He's not standing over here with a 2x4 to rebuke you for what he said. He's coming. He'll let, if you'll come, he'll show you again the things that he's already heard and the things that you see. He'll let you do it again. Well, George, go sing. You mind God.
Touch me again, Lord. I need your power. I need your strength, Lord, in these trying hours. You'd said if I'd ask, I would surely touch me again, Lord. That's what I need. Touch me again, Lord. Touch me again, Lord. Let your manna fall from on. And wherever I'm going, you've already been. So I ask you to touch me again. Touch me again, Lord. I see that mountain. Touch me again, Lord. Let me feel your sweet fountain. Come, Holy Spirit, let the heavens descend and touch me again. again, Lord. Touch me again, Lord. Let your manna fall from on high. And wherever I'm going, you've already been. So I ask you to touch me.
The Lord surely is good.
Amen.
And His mercy endures forever. I thank Him for the faithfulness of God's man to preach. There's something to fight for. I want to do this. Won't take just a minute. Caden, where's your brother Connor? Where's Connor at? He here? Where's he at? Connor, come here. Caden, come here. Come on up here. Come on. This is Andrew and Emily Brown's two sons. It's been about 5-6 weeks ago. I sent out a message to all the churches. We're going to have a work day here on a certain Saturday. And I want to say to all you men who came, thank you. We called a work day at 8 o'clock that morning. We had to take out all these benches. Had two bobcats in here taking up all the old shavings. Had over 6 loads. Shavings in here. Got them out, put down 2 new loads of new shavings, put the benches back. Got all that done by 1 o'clock, started at 8. But these two little boys come. They had their wheelbarrows and their shovels and their rakes. What'd they do? I let them fill their wheelbarrow up with them shavings. They helped us. That's just the goodness of God. Makes you just want to keep preaching on, doing what's right. It's worth every mile of the trip. Thank you, boys. Appreciate that. Amen. Well, we're going to dismiss all the preachers, out-of-town guests. We want you to go by. We'll feed you. Fellowship together. We'll meet here in the morning at 10:30 for service. You want to hear Brother Tom Gillum preaching this week? Let me say these two things, and we're going to have prayer. I want you to pray for Brother James Lockie and Miss Lockie. They're usually permanent fixtures that sit right over here, and they're not able to come. Miss Lockie's not well, and I would ask that you remember them in prayer.